Mark was telling me about the guys who were surfing the web for these 13-year-old chicks. You know, these creepy guys. Why they do this, I'll never know. The web is so easy to get nailed on.
Yeah.
So now, what part are we watching, Mark, where Chris Hansen confronts him in the kitchen when they're waiting for him?
The guys have had their chats, and now they're going to meet the, you know, what they think is the 13, 14-year-old girl.
All right.
So they're going to the house.
Here he comes.
Yeah.
He does look like the beast.
Out, and we caught it all on our hidden cameras.
Please.
Meet 35-year-old Steve, known on the internet as SR8219.
Huh.
He's a married man with children. Dell, posing as a 14-year-old, invites him in. And even though there really isn't a 14-year-old in the house, this man still may be committing a crime, according to sex crimes expert Ken Lanning.
The federal law makes it pretty clear there doesn't have to be an actual child there.
And as far as Steve is concerned, there's a real 14-year-old in this house. As for why he's here,
let
me read you part of his online chat.
That
will be pretty clear.
You on the pill?
No. You wear condoms?
If you want me to, but I'm sterile.
Okay,
yeah, right.
Then you don't have to wear a condom if you don't want to.
But before we have sex, I want you to make me...
He then assaults the girl with Kat about oral and anal sex, and even asks a series of deeply personal questions like, when do you get your period? And another offensive question about her personal hygiene.
What a creep.
Has a name for this kind of guy, a potentially dangerous predator who goes from a chat room to a real-life meeting intent on an encounter with a child. They're called travelers.
He starts to communicate online, and then he is going to travel to where the child is, or he's going to try to get the child to travel to where he is, or so they can engage in actual sexual activity with the child.
But today, Steve won't have a chance for sex with a 14-year-old. Instead, he'll be meeting me. He seems to think I'm a police officer. I haven't told him yet. I'm a television reporter, and at this point, he has no idea he's being videotaped.
I know.
You knew what?
Exactly what's going on.
Just take your hands out of your pockets.
Are you done? Put them up.
Okay. No problem.
I know what's going on. I'm not stupid.
It's pretty clear that Steve thinks he was caught up in a police sting. He says he was just coming over to check it out.
So you were obviously suspicious in the beginning.
Of course I am. I'm always suspicious.
Always? Do you do this a lot?
No, this is the first time I've actually did show up to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah, right.
I believe that.
Yes, I do.
Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
And how would you feel if one of your children was 13 or 14 years old, that child was home alone, chatting with somebody on the internet who ultimately came over with no parent at home? How would you feel about that as a parent?
I'd be pretty pissed off.
Right. You'll hear more from Steve later. Right now, there's another man walking down our driveway.
Perverts on display.
He's the one who turned on his webcam to put on a little sex show. Now he's in our kitchen. He's 33-year-old.
Looks like Matt Riley a little bit.
And he's expecting to hook up with a 13-year-old virgin.
Just sit down at the counter for a minute, and I'll be down in a second.
Just hours earlier,
that girl's a good actor.
Exposing himself online.
Yeah, she almost sounds like you've had enough water. Or no, you haven't to drink.
She sounds trash-tastic.
And if that's not disgusting enough, he continues to titillate himself by asking intimate questions, like the size of her breasts, and other questions too disturbing for us to mention.
So you talk this way to all your friends on the internet?
Yes.
About all these sex acts and in this
way? Yes, and everybody's talking like that, and they have a website.
By the way, I think he's pushing his accent because he's in trouble.
It's just a game.
But is it a game when you send an obscene video?
Now, it sounds like you exposed yourself on a webcam.
I'm telling you.
Did you or did you not?
I have a webcam too, and the other people have a webcam too, and we're playing.
Erection,
we see each other and we're playing.
No. What game are you playing on the webcam?
It's up to you. I don't know.
Our undercover operation has only been up and running for 2 hours, and already two men who chatted graphically about sex online and then made a date have come into the house looking for a young girl home alone.
Jeez.
Watch our hidden cameras. You're about to see a lot more. This 30-year-old man, screen name Dark Hero, showed up expecting a date with a 13-year-old girl. It turns out he has a history of mental illness with possible suicidal tendencies.
You
he
are
disguised his identity, but included him in our report.
He's a fan.
No telling what kind of unstable character might show up for a meeting with a minor. Listen as we read a little of what he said online to her just hours earlier.
I want to be your master so badly.
I only been
shut up, dark hero.
That's okay. I'll tell you exactly what to do. You'll be fine. Are you going to pose nude for me, sweetheart?
Maybe if you're really good.
Sit down at the counter. I want to finish getting dressed, okay?
Sit down where?
At the counter.
Okay, where the light is?
Yeah.
That's right, dark hero.
But instead of meeting his fantasy girl,
you thought it was a good idea to come visit a 13-year-old girl for what reason?
Just to hang out. Just a lonely guy, you know? I don't mean anybody any harm.
Oh, yeah,
sure. Have you
ever
done this before?
No.
You'll hear much more from Dark Hero later. So what kind of man seduces a minor? FBI profiler Lanning says it's a man who can't control himself.
Once these fantasies become fueled by the discussions with the child, then in a sense the hook is in. This individual then is committed to this and then is drawn to trying to turn these fantasies that they've spent so much time into a reality.
Our little house in the suburbs has become the destination for a parade of potential predators. In the first 8 hours of our investigation, 8 men show up, one after the other, from early afternoon into the evening. None of them realizing their every move is being recorded.
Jeez.
Each man made a date on the internet and believes a minor is home alone and open to the idea of sex. Remember this man, screen name Ed in NYC? He's 34-year-old Eddie, and when he shows up at the house, he tries something none of the others did. Before he'll come into the kitchen, he comes up with a scheme to insulate himself from possible criminal charges, and he tries to get the girl to play along.
Okay, listen, just say something to me.
What do you want me to say?
I say, Rachel, you're 19 years old, right?
I'm not, though. You know I'm not.
I don't know that.
I told you I was 14. You saw it, you said 15. What are you talking about?
No. Not as far as I know. As far as I know, you're 19 years old, right?
What are you...
Rachel? Can you read between the lines?
When I walk in,
ooh,
Eddie admits he was trying not to incriminate himself.
God.
Intentions are not anything, so I just want to protect myself, that's all.
But she told you on the internet she was 14.
19, she was on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right.
On the internet?
Yes.
You want to stick with that story?
That's what I thought she wrote.
You want to see the
transcript?
Ooh. I'm sure you have it.
The fact that Eddie is so doesn't surprise.
He's a fast.
But they're probably above average intelligence. It can be a wide variety of individuals, but a lot of them are well-educated individuals.
We'll get back to
Eddie. Call Porsche after the slob.
More men on the way. The second day of our investigation turns out to be just as busy as the
see
first.
This turd
8 hours
before anything happens.
Some come looking not for girls, but for boys. This is 35-year-old.
Oh, that's nice.
Three names, 34,
nice.
17. He's here to meet a 14-year-old boy.
Nice homoing out.
You're not going to. I know, it was, as you can tell, it wasn't something I really, I was just going to hang out. I really wasn't going to.
Yeah.
Liar!
I know I said things on there, but.
Isn't it funny how these guys always say, like, oh, this is my first time and all this?
I was just bored.
He sure didn't seem bored.
Are you kidding?
Online.
You were bored.
He pokes a teenager into the shower.
No, shower with me. I think I got to shower me too, so let's shower together. You know what I said?
I don't understand, though. I mean, if you're the parent of a kid.
It's completely wrong. I know it is. Even just to even talk like that. I know. Believe me, I know.
So many men start showing up for the dates they made online.
My God.
Look at this progression.
A kind of traffic jam develops. This guy heads...
They have a traffic jam at the front door.
Sees another man is already there.
It's a busy Halloween night.
To make a run for
it. We'll come back. Oh, this guy's taking off. I want to see this hero take off. Scott 80 Pie.
God,
we'll find out what happens.
After another.
In that foot chase.